it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozier, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozier is proudly supporting the youth of our community. The guest today on the show is A&M Consolidated tennis coach Daniel Marshall, and I believe David recorded that interview a little bit earlier today, and we will take a listen to that now.
We're talking with A&M Consolidated tennis coach Daniel Marshall, and coach just got back from playing at Willis last night, and that's part of your district. Tell me how that went.
It went fairly well. We won 16-3. Willis is a much improved team. Placed third last year at area tournament. So for us, it was a pretty good win.
Pretty good district, actually. I mean, you've got some quality people that you're competing against. You dominated it last year, and guys got to the state tournament in team tennis. What are the prospects right now?
Well, we're hoping to make another run at it, but it'll be a lot more interesting this year. Last year, you know, our team was loaded, and it was the expectation to go to the state tournament, and we kind of knew we were, you know, we were a strong enough team. But this year we lost, you know, or we were missing five senior boys from that team, three of which went to state. You know, you have Evan Gann and Julian Dunmore, who got third in boys doubles. You have Diego Cruz Vespa, who got third in boys singles, gone from the team. You have Connor Dunmore, who's playing college tennis at Texas Lutheran. So, and then we have Brad Pittman, who's no longer with us, who wasn't a senior. So that's five guys in the starting lineup that aren't here with us anymore. And so we have a lot of young people playing, and you know, it's their first time playing in varsity. So some of them are taking their licks right now. They're not where they need to be. But that doesn't matter. I mean, as long as they're there in October when it counts.
All right, we talked about team tennis, but I saw Susan Brewer, the coach at Belleville, coaching volleyball last night. You don't coach volleyball, dude, like she does, do you?
No.
You're leaving that to Coach Kazmierski here?
That's it, just one sport, you know. But we play year-round, so you know, we started August 3rd, you know, and we'll finish May 16th or something like that. So when I say year-round, we're pretty much year-round.
Well, the point I was going to make was last time I had seen her, she was over in at A&M, and she was squeegeeing off courts while we waited for those long state championship delays that we had because of the weather. That was such a weird deal last year. You ever been through anything like that? I mean, we had matches that started like 4 a.m.
Yeah, I think we were done mixed doubles at 3:30, and then I had Diego playing at 8, or scheduled for 8. So by the time I got home at like 4:19, I slipped into bed, and then I was up at 6 o'clock again, you know, so didn't even get 2 hours of sleep to get back. So it was one of those situations where the entire year was that way. I mean, when you really sit back and think about it, we've had rain all year. It was a rainy season, and every major tournament, any tournament that mattered or counted, had some type of rain in it. So it was nothing new for us. It was different. But we had a, you know, there was, what could you do? You know, I hate making the decision there. You know, it wasn't me, but I'd hate to have to be the guy making decisions. Do you postpone it? Do you put it off to another date? You got people flying in from El Paso.
Right.
So it was just a weird deal.
Well, as long as we've kind of worked our way in that direction, should they split this thing up? Because part of the problem was you had so many people trying to get on courts. I mean, once we were delayed, think maybe they should send half of them one way and half of them another?
Well, since you put me on the spot, I'll answer the question. I know that a lot of people think it's a good idea to have them all together. Since we have six divisions, I'm the other way. I think 3 and 3 would probably be good. You know, have the top three divisions and the bottom three divisions play. There's a big difference, too. And even between 6A and 5A, there's a big difference gap between the quality of players at the state tournament. And so there's a bigger difference between the 6A and the 1 or 2A. You know, they do have some good players. I mean, Austin Caloris came out of I guess Franklin over here, maybe.
Right.
And so they do have some, but sometimes the level is just a big difference. And I would like to see it separated. But I think the UIL, the way they're staffed and the way they don't want to have to do that.
You know what they told us at coaching school this summer? They said, we're doing it for you guys in the media. We don't have to send you to two different locations.
Right.
I'm not sure I necessarily believe that.
Right. I mean, in my opinion, probably easier for them to run one big tournament, you know. When we have the facilities, and they're bogged down with other things. They got, you know, baseball, softball, a bunch of different sports that they're working with, and so they're trying to use their staff the right way. So, I mean, I understand what they're doing, but I'm with you. I prefer them to be separated. Probably.
Okay, I have no problem with A&M hosting everything, but I thought it just got a little bit too much because of that. All right, we talked about you going to team tennis last year, and you do have obviously a lot of rebuilding to do with a lot of you guys coming up. But your schedule looks like a team that went to state in team tennis last year. You've got a really busy, very difficult schedule.
Right. I mean, the only way is for them to get experience. So what I talk about all the time is, you could have the best coach, private coach, high school coach. You could have the best coach in the world. He can't teach you experience. The only way is to get experience on the tennis courts. And so I tell our kids when you come into the program, I'm going to get you 100 free matches by the time the spring comes around, you know, that you get out there and play. And we're not scheduling down. You know what I mean? We're keeping up and playing all the top teams. I mean, we've played Montgomery this year. You know, we've been to state so many years. Katie Taylor has been to state a couple years. And there's going to be times we play teams like Allen. We're going to play teams that are just clearly better than us, you know. And there's going to be some teams later this year that are just going to probably, you know, take it to us. And that's okay. We don't ever want to get complacent, and we don't ever want to play down. When we have to, we'll play up all the time just so our kids are always looking up and saying, okay, well, I got to get there. And so that's our plan, kind of.
Well, is it easier to get these people on your schedule when you've been to state and you've got that kind of history? Because not everybody wants to just play any team, you know. They're looking for that kind of competition as well.
I guess I've been around for a while, and I know a lot of people, and so when I make a call, it's usually, I mean, they'll play. I've been very, like I said, very fortunate. Like, I know a lot of these guys already, so it's easy to call and say, hey, let's set up a match, and like, okay, no problem. But you're right, sometimes some teams are just a lot better, or sometimes I have to refuse matches as well, you know, try to, you know, take a step back and say, well, that's not appropriate for us. But sometimes it is. I mean, we play some weaker teams. I won't say which ones, but because we have some of those type of teams in our district, and our kids have to get used to that kind of ball as well.
Yeah, I remember talking to you when you first got this job, and you were first over here, and we were, I think, over at Bryan, and just kind of carrying on a conversation. You liked this program from the get-go, didn't you? You liked the opportunity for what you could do here at A&M Consolidated.
Right. I mean, this is a community of tennis, and I knew that, you know, we have brothers and sisters. I mean, I was telling you earlier today, I have four sets of brothers and sisters on my team. That's eight kids. And two are seniors, Rachel Tyndall and Sydney Pham, and they'll be gone. And then their little brothers and sisters will come up, Joey Tyndall and Ethan Pham. You know, and so I still have next year, and I love that. I love the community of tennis. You know, they do a great job at Pebble Creek and Miramont of developing the kids, and now at Briarcrest working with the little ones. And so the community plays tennis, and if you come out here, even last night, there was probably 24 people out here at 10:45 last night, you know, and so the community enjoys tennis. I enjoy being part of this community, and, you know, we tend, and I tell the kids this, but sometimes we overachieve. These kids have it in them to outdo themselves sometimes. They know how to get in a match and overachieve. You know, you put in perspective last year, Dunmore and again, they could have got fourth in district. They're one shank, they're one bad call away from getting fourth place in district. And all year long I told Evan and Julian, you know, you guys have potential, you can make the state tournament. So just see what happens if one of those shanks or one of those bad calls goes their way. They're fourth in district. They don't believe. But they win. Then they win again. Then they pull the upset against College Station, you know, and go to the state tournament. Then they win at regionals, go to the state tournament. You know, they overachieved. They're good players, but they overachieved in a positive way. And our kids, they're not the – that's just one example. Now, that's a great example. But we've had some other kids on the team that have overachieved, won matches that maybe on paper they shouldn't win. And that's a good thing. And that's what we have here. And so I enjoy that.
I enjoyed doubles last year because of those guys were grinders, man. Those guys worked their way through against some guys sometimes that looked a little bit better on the court than they did, but they just continued to get the win. And man, I think boys doubles around here was about the most entertaining thing going in sports around here last year.
Right. It was interesting. You know, it was very interesting. You know, I thought Sugawala Miller, in my opinion, were probably the best team in the region. But, you know, things go bad sometimes and good things go right for some people and bad for some people, and they had some bad luck. And, of course, they'll probably be back this year again and make a run at it. But it was entertainment. It was the most fun. I mean, you know, that playback match in district, it was 4-6, 7-6, 7-6. I mean, as close as can be. And so it was entertaining, and those guys, you know, the way that they came up, you know, and made it through, they weren't everybody's pick to, oh, these guys will be in the state, you know, semifinals, but they did. And so that was pretty good.
All right, we'll do this again in the spring when that rolls around. But I talk a little bit about the schedule that's ahead. You've got a pretty busy schedule before you get to the point of playing area and regional, right, things like that. But what's ahead?
So we schedule pretty tough. I mean, we still have Clear Lake on September 11th coming here, so that's next Friday. And then we go to Georgetown and play Georgetown, and then we go to Waco Midway and play Waco. And then we have a match here. Can't think of the date right now off the top of my head, but Cy Ranch coming in, which is a very, very, very strong team. I mean, top to bottom, boys side, you know, all supers to about 8 or 9. Picked up 3 girls supers this year and 2 champ girls. I mean, his team is loaded. They beat College Park already, and they're coming into town. And then we have Langham Creek, who's traditionally always really good. We still have the Woodlands on the schedule. So we're not playing, you know, we still have a lot of teams to play to get us prepared for the area tournament and then for the regional tournament. I would say this, we're not the favorite like we were last year, you know, going into the tournament, but we have a shot, you know, and we're trying to make the best of our shot. We think, we're hoping it'll be us, you know what I mean? We're working hard to make sure that it is us. But we're definitely, you know, we don't have all those seniors like we did last year. That's, you know, senior leadership that we had that kind of pushed us through. So if we can get the right chemistry, if we can be, you know, a team united and we can fight for it, I like our chances, you know. And we need a little bit of lady luck, you know, and that combination will get us through.
And the ultimate goal is to get back out here to A&M. So you're just right across the street, right?
Right now, that's the only goal, you know what I mean? And, we fall short there. We didn't have a successful season. No matter what our record says, you know, because we have the ability to get there, you know, we just have to get better, you know. And so where we start in August, you know, at the end of September, we better be a little bit better. At the end of October, we need to be a lot better. And so if we can progress and get better as a team, then I like our chances. But our ultimate goal is to get to the state tournament. Anything short of that wasn't a fully successful season for us.
All right, Daniel Marshall, thanks so much. And good luck. Have a great season.
Right,
and we'll do it again in the spring.
All right, man. I appreciate it.
There you go. That was today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozier, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozier, proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break, come back, and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.